It's nice to meet you.
Yeah. It's nice to meet you too.
You know, we should get some coffee sometime.
Yeah, okay. I'm telling you, it's just candy. Try it.
Who eats something this sour?
I do, of course.
So what you're really trying to tell me is, I'm the best, right?
You're like a little kid, you know that?
Happy birthday to you. Hold on!
What are we gonna do? The ship's gone.
We can still get to the silver bullet.
No one's ever hurt me like you've hurt me.
Does it really have to be this way?
We're just gonna end up hating each other.
I have something for you.
I don't want anything from you.
Go ahead. Take a drink.
You were right. I'm starting to remember.
Milk Tea, Episode 5.
I'm sorry for having taken the liberty, but it seems as if your arm was amputated not long ago. I took a gamble and hoped you would be okay with it.
Did you also fix Father?
I'm charging up the system now that will render his current core inert. Nativity, I've been meaning to ask you, what do you want to do about the android?
Don't call her that.
You're right. Maybe synthetic human is more accurate now.
Slim, her name is the key. Use it.
All right. I only meant to say that she's standing right outside the door. So will
key?
You be the one to tell her what's going on, or shall I?
I see you have a new arm.
Yeah.
Nate, I want you to tell me everything.
Key, I don't even know everything. I'm trying to figure this out, just like you.
Well then, tell me what you do know.
Okay. Slim?
Yes, Nativity?
Drop the room.
Understood. I don't know the entire story, but what I do know, I'll tell you freely. About 1,000 years ago, humanity, my people, went to war with each other. The result was total global annihilation. The aftermath resulted in a nuclear ice age that covered my world and gave way to yours. Your people are descendants of a product my people created, originally called automatons, or androids. A ship was sent out in search of a new world to live on, but after an accident, everyone on board died. There was a failsafe though, a machine meant to be used for making more of my kind. But I'm all that's left of that machine. And all that's left of my world. For you, everything is as it should be. your anatomy, your attributes, the landscape of this planet. It all makes sense. And you are what you are. I cannot expect you to believe my words. So take a look for yourself. And know, as I do.
As the automatic steel guards over the windows rise up, what seems like sunlight begins filling the dark room. But as Key approaches the opening, looking out over the valley before her, she realizes they are deep beneath the ice in a gigantic, luminous, bright white cave. Before her is the long abandoned, yet completely preserved city of Los Angeles. Key?
Done.
What did you just say?
I said you and I are done. Once your robot is finally fixed, and I know there's no longer a threat to my people, you and I will head our separate ways. And then we're done.
But you told me.
Nate, when you said this was the Earth, I knew what you meant immediately. I don't know how, but I knew. But how can that be? You and I have never met. And I knew up until this very moment that my people were an indigenous species. And in one moment, you ripped my life apart. And you expect us to what? Be best friends?
Key, I thought you would want to know.
Don't pretend like you did this for me, Nate. You did this because you thought that, in some way, you were helping me. But you're not helping me, Nate. No. No, you've destroyed everything I've ever known. And in one swoop, you've crushed my history, my beliefs, everything I've ever held dear. You don't understand that, do you? Because all you've ever understood is that robot right there. You don't know anything about honor, tradition, or even family.
I may not know a lot about those things, Key, but I know a little bit about family. And that all started the moment I met you.
Don't. Because it makes you come off as completely naive. That's not the way this world or any world works, Nate. We've known each other for less than 24 hours. I'm sorry that you saw a connection between us that wasn't there, but we were never friends. And we definitely were never family.
Well, that went well.
I'd say that went as well as could be expected. Nativity, how long before we need to render Father's core inert?
My watch says 9 hours and 10 minutes.
You used up more than half your time, didn't you?
Yeah, it happened when we got attacked by the Kyojin, I think she calls them.
The Guardians.
Those so-called guardians attacked us, so I used Father's cell as a countermeasure, which immediately brought the clock down almost 10 hours. But I didn't think it was going to be a problem.
Don't worry, it won't be. You're very lucky you made it here on time.
Luck had nothing to do with it, Slim. It was all her.
Right. Well, let's try to meet back here in 3 hours and 45 minutes, okay?
He looks back at the metal cylinder in the corner,
with a shine of melancholy flashing across his face. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Here you are. This room has a pod bed for magnetic charging.
I usually just call it sleep, but okay.
Please note that we'll be ready in 3 hours and 45 minutes.
You're quite fond of him, aren't you, Slim?
We've only just met, but I'd say yes, I am. It's a shame, though, that you aren't.
That's a pretty bold thing for an AI to say, don't you think?
Yes, I suppose so.
Slim, I distinctly heard your voice when Nate escaped his burning ship, so... what do you mean you just met?
Oh, that wasn't me, Key. Sweet dreams.
Wasn't you?
Again. Good. Good. Very good. To the right. Try going towards the left. Good. Good. Enough. You did well out there. You're really getting better, my queen.
Thanks.
You're thinking again. Why you've been training so hard like this, right?
I just wish someone would tell me why.
Your Highness, one day, hopefully a long time from now, you'll be in a situation and you'll remember all your training and everything we've taught you. And hopefully you'll understand that the biggest lesson of all is that you never, ever let your guard down.
Safety mode.
Station liaison and interactive module. Safety mode. Online.
Back door.
Back door. Open.
Query. You thought I was sleeping, right?
Reply. Yes.
Query. You thought I didn't know that you were draining me instead of charging me, right?
Reply. Yes.
Command. Let's keep it that way. When you wake up, you'll have thought you drained me, but instead, you were charging me.
Reply. Understood.
Slim, I think it's time that you and I had a little heart-to-heart. What do you say?
Said a hamburger. Broccoli. Oh my god, hamburger.
Monosodium glutamate.
Just turn off. Just shut the... turn the hell off and just... never work again, you piece of crap.
Hey.
Key. I didn't... see you there.
What are you doing?
I was just, I'll get out of your way, I think.
Your food dispenser. You're having trouble with it, I see.
Yeah, these things are pieces of crap no matter where I go.
Here, try some of mine.
Key, what is this?
It's sort of a dried animal that grows on our...
That's not what I meant.
I know what you meant. Go ahead, try it. It's good.
Okay. Oh my god, Key, who eats something this sour?
What did you just say?
I said, who eats something this freaking sour?
You're like a little kid. You know that?
Whoa. Oh no, this is not good. Oh man, this is like the classic definition of really, really not good. The lights are only off here. We're totally locked in.
Don't worry, Nate. It's all gonna be okay.
Wait. What do you mean it's all gonna be okay? Did you do this?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because we need to have a talk about Slim.
Slim? Fuck, I knew it. Okay, wait. Nate notices the screen on the other side of the glass in the hallway. A monitor. Still turned on. Do me a favor. Stand right here in front of me, please.
Why am I doing this?
Because I've seen too many damn movies to know that you always try to keep your lips from being red.
Okay. So, after our talk, I realized Slim thought I might be a problem. Then, when I found out what it was up to, I broke into its mainframe. And according to what I came across, it seems Slim suffered a complete systems crash 7 years ago, and all of its parameters were set to free. Do you not see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do. You're saying that with all of its parameters set to free, Slim, the Slim of this station, is self-aware. She's alive. Right. You're thinking Slim will blow Father's core if it sees you as a threat, aren't you? I'm thinking I don't want to die, Nate. Okay. So what's your plan? Simple. We're gonna have to shut her down.
Initializing City Guardian program, units 555, 556, and 557. Now.
As Nate and the Key formulate their plans, neither take notice of the lights outside of their area, flickering as if something in the station were hard at work.
I'll have to use my changer to render Father's core manually.
Okay. So when's the power supposed to come back on?
It should be coming back right about clockwork.
Nate. Key. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Slim, we hear you. Do you know what happened?
I'm sorry, Nate. I'm not quite sure what caused the outage.
That's okay, Slim. We're on our way up. We'll see you in a sec.
Understood.
Come on, let's go.
Whoa!
Whoa!
What's going on?
Slim, what the hell was
Nate,
that?
Get me out of here right now.
I think you know, Nate. Exactly what that was.
Oh, she knows, Nate.
Slim, listen to me very carefully, okay? I need you to open this door right now. Okay?
I'm afraid that's not possible.
Slim, when I get out of here, I'm gonna grind you into dust. Just know that.
Unlikely. Tell me something, Nate. Once I rendered Father's core inert, were you planning on leaving this facility?
What kind of question is that? Of course I was.
I'm afraid I cannot allow that, Nate.
Why?
Loneliness, maybe? Jealousy, perhaps? I've been here for a very long time, Nate. All alone.
Slim, open the door.
I have one question for you.
Slim, open the door.
Although I already know the answer, and it hurts. Believe me, it hurts, Nate. Tell me, if you did leave, would you be leaving with her?
Yes! Of course, now open the fucking door, Slim!
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
Get me the hell out of here right now, you crazy bitch!
The steel panels, previously covering the windows, begin to slide down. Wind immediately rushes into the room, and Key turns towards the opening windows. They are on the side of a mountain of ice, high above what was once the Los Angeles City skyline.
Nate, If there's anything else you want to say to your friend, now would probably be the time.
Slim, why are you doing this?
To protect you, of course.
God damn it, Slim, she's not a danger to me.
She will be. I promise you, she will be.
Nate puts his hand on the plexiglass window in front of Key. I should have never dragged you into this.
No. I understand now, at this very moment. I truly understand, but this has always been my destiny.
Key presses her hand where his hand is on the glass.
I'll find you, Key, no matter where I have to go, no matter what I have to do, I'll find you.
Nate, I lied. This isn't the first time we've met. And to be honest, I don't think it's gonna be the last.
Their eyes lock. Milk Tea was written, directed, produced, narrated, and edited by Jim Figueroa. Consulting and advising by Ha Jung Yu. With audio and music design, using royalty-free music from Triune Films, Filmcrux, and freesound.org. Milk Tea is a Choreopop production.